Now we have here our Lord making three tremendous claims concerning himself. Now, it's on the basis of these claims that, frankly, you can give John 5:24. This is a verse that's used so often. I've used it in presenting the gospel, but we ought to put it together here. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into judgment or condemnation, but is passed out of death into the life. Now, that is the language that is used here. But I want you to notice here, he makes three statements. It's on the basis of that that he could say, he that heareth my word and believeth on him. What is that word? Verse 19 is the first one. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do, for whatsoever things he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. There's a perfect correspondence and harmony between the Father and the Son. Therefore, the charge that they made against him was absurd. The Son does not contradict the Father, nor does the Father contradict the Son. Therefore, he does what God does. Therefore, he can forgive sin. Now notice verse 20, for the Father loveth the Son, showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he'll show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. This is personal and intimate relationship between the Father and the Son. Now the second great statement is, for as the Father raised up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will, or gives life, imparts life to whom he will. Now if God raises the dead, the Son will raise the dead. And on the basis of that, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. And now the third statement is verse 22. For not even the Father judgeth man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. Hath committed, or hath given is the proper word here. He hath committed, he hath given all judgment unto the Son. You can have everlasting life if you hear his word and believe on him. Why? Because he does what God does. Because he raises the dead. And because he's going to judge all men someday. Whether saved or lost, they're going to have to appear before him. Not for a general judgment day, but the believer appears before him to see whether he receives a reward. That's at the bema of Christ. And then the lost come before the great white throne. It's on the basis of that that he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life.